Baffled Barack Obama hails Scotland Emerald Isles in Glasgow Climate Speech. By Simon Kent on November 9, 2021. Former U.S. President Barack Obama seemed confused about his location Monday when he addressed the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, Scotland, and hailed his presence in the Emerald Isles. The Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, resident made the gaffe, leading many to conclude he'd mixed up Scotland with Ireland, the latter of which is often called the Emerald Isle. The term British Isles refers to the island formation that includes Ireland and the UK. English playwright William Shakespeare was also referenced as the bard in passing, which was something of a shock to many Scots who tuned in or made up parts of the audience, the Daily Record reports. They would be more likely to hail poet Robert Burns, also known familiarly as Robbie Burns, the national bard, with that epithet. "Since we're in the Emerald Isles here, let me quote the bard, William Shakespeare," Obama said while addressing the issue of climate change. "What wound," he writes, "did ever heal but by degrees?" Obama said, quoting from Othello. "Our planet has been wounded by our actions," he continued. "Those wounds won't be healed today, tomorrow, or the next, but they can be healed by degrees if we start with that spirit." It didn't take long for social media to light up and set the ex-president straight. Jamie Green wrote, "Did Obama just refer to Scotland as the Emerald Isles then quote Shakespeare?" At Stave86 tweeted, "I like Obama. But Emerald Isles? Really?" Shirley Weeks said, "Barack Obama is in the Emerald Isles. We're all in Scotland." This is not the first time a Democrat has visited the conference and left feeling less than overwhelmed by the reception. As Breitbart News reported, the Duchess of Cornwall has been telling close associates President Joe Biden made his own contribution to global supplies of natural gas when he farted loudly in front of her at the Glasgow gathering last week. Camilla was apparently blown away by the gaseous discharge and hasn't stopped talking about it since. "It was long and loud and impossible to ignore," she told her friends. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.